This passage from John 6 is one of the most profound and challenging teachings of Jesus, and it marks a pivotal moment in his ministry. In these verses, Jesus is not speaking metaphorically, but revealing a deep spiritual truth. He is the living bread that has come down from heaven, and the bread he offers is his own flesh, given for the life of the world. Jesus' statement, "I am the living bread which has come down from heaven," directly connects to the manna that God provided the Israelites in the desert, bread from heaven that sustained them physically. However, unlike the manna that provided temporary nourishment, Jesus is offering something far greater, himself, as the bread that gives eternal life. When Jesus says, "The bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world," he is pointing to the sacrifice he would make on the cross. His flesh, offered in the Eucharist, is the true food that nourishes not just our bodies, but our souls. This teaching emphasizes the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, a cornerstone of Catholic faith. Through the Eucharist, believers partake in the very life of Christ, which sustains them and draws them into deeper communion with God. This passage also highlights the idea of participation in the divine life. By receiving the Eucharist, we are united with Jesus in a profound way, sharing in his life, death, and resurrection. It's a mystery that goes beyond human understanding, inviting us into a relationship with God that is both intimate and transformative. The reaction of the crowd, as we read further in John 6, shows how difficult this teaching was to accept. Many found it too hard and turned away, but Jesus did not soften his message. Instead, he reaffirmed it, making it clear that the Eucharist is central to the Christian life. For us today, this passage challenges us to reflect on our own understanding and reverence for the Eucharist. Do we truly believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist? Do we approach it with the reverence and faith it deserves? And how does this belief transform the way we live our lives? Jesus' words in this gospel reading invite us to a deeper faith and a more profound relationship with him. By accepting his invitation to eat the living bread, we are promised eternal life and the grace to live in the fullness of his love.